I'm Minnie Lambert, and this is your Creative Purpose podcast. For each of us, creativity is interwoven into our identity. How that creativity is expressed may look different from one person to another, yet it's there for you to call on at any time. So join me as I highlight a concept that you can use in your own creative pursuits. Today the topic is, it's not too late. As a young child, I was given a book entitled Read Me a Poem. I pored through it often and by doing so memorized quite a few of the verses. A number of lines stick with me to this day, such as this Q&A by Anonymous. How many miles to Babylon? 70 miles. Can I get there by candlelight? Yes, and back again. Later, during those times when I wasn't sure where I was or if I had what it takes to get where I wanted to go, I often thought of those lines. How many miles to Babylon? 70 miles. Can I get there by candlelight? Yes, and back again. Partly that verse has said to me, I'm not there yet. And that's when I can get discouraged, reminding myself I was trying to get somewhere, and it's taking a long time. I've seen in my journal entries from long ago that I often worried about the pressure of time and felt a judgment that I was falling behind in the things I wanted to accomplish. If I had it to do over again, if it were possible to do so, I could tell my younger self, don't worry about how far you've got to go. You'll get there one step at a time, and with each step, you'll be gaining experience, insight, and wisdom in preparing for your next step. It seems in hindsight, I've always been doing what I do, just in different applications of my creative purpose. Here's how that worked for someone else, far more well-known. You may be familiar with the name Grandma Moses. She passed away in 1961 at age 101. She was always doing what she was doing, but it's as if the larger world didn't take notice until she began her painting career in her 70th decade. The idea that Grandma Moses didn't start painting until her 70s is often used as an example of someone who made a change late in life, as if she picked up a new talent. Although the painting sales may have come later, she was actually interested in art and creative expression from a young age. It dated back to those days as a young child when her father bought paper for a penny a sheet and encouraged her to draw pictures. Before her fame, she had a lot going on. She worked as a housekeeper in her teens. She worked on a farm in her married life. She gave birth to 10 children. And she supplemented income by making potato chips and churning butter. Even so, this interest in creative expression was there too, and that interest continued through her embroidery and other hobbies until age 76. At the suggestion of her sister, she began to paint in these later years specifically because arthritis caused too much pain in her hands to embroidery. She still felt the need to be creative, but she needed a different way to do so. Thus, the outlet for which she became most well-known opened up to her because of pain and a problem. So it was more like she was finishing the work that began in her instead of starting anew. Grandma Moses was said to be self-taught as an artist, but that doesn't mean it just happened. It means she had a vision that she pursued. She wanted to paint. And there was a lot to do to make that happen. She had to select her brushes, her canvas, her paints, her subject. She developed her style. The type of painting she did was based on the type of life she'd lived, rural and agricultural. So she drew on her years of experience to fine-tune the vision she wanted to share. She was productive. She produced a lot of work, and she took steps to get these paintings out there. She arranged to have them displayed in a local store, and that's where an art collector discovered her work and helped her reach a high level of recognition. So in her late life, she did take very significant steps related to redirecting her creative energy, identifying a vision, making decisions, being productive, being purposeful, and bringing her life of experience into this new activity. And the evidence of all of this is in her continuing recognition. In 2006, one of her paintings sold for $1.2 million, many years after her death. And that's a strong and lasting legacy from her late life pivot. But it wasn't an entirely new journey. That's the point for the rest of us. It was what she'd already begun decades ago, and she'd also spent decades living the nostalgic life she depicted. So how about you? Is there a work that began in you that you'd like to see to the finish? Let me go back to that poem I remember from childhood. This is also a verse that speaks of motion. The poet isn't asking, is it really that far to Babylon? Should I just stay where I am and not bother? No, there's a future and a purpose in mind. You can almost feel him ready to take a next step as he asks the questions. How many miles is it? Can I get there by candlelight? And that's the other point. You don't have to get where you're going right now. That kind of thinking is too overwhelming to see the big idea that you're trying to accomplish and yet be uncertain how or when you can get it done. But you can take your next step. When it's dark and the way is uncertain, a single candle can produce quite a lot of light and always enough for one more step. So remember, it's not too late. As a matter of fact, you may be right on time. Wherever you're going, take your next step today and make it a good one for you or someone else. I'm Minnie Lamberth. Thanks for joining me for Your Creative Purpose podcast. Please visit me at minnielamberth.com for more information on my writing services as well as my novella, Miss Birdie Explains the Beginning of the World.